don't know, neighborinos. I'm all for Halloween fun, but a seance sounds a little PG-13.
But this is your chance to contact your late wife, Maud.
Well, I do miss the missus.
Maud Flanders, we the living beseech you to appear.
Ned, I'm back. Give me a kiss. Chill out, dudes. It's me, Bart Simpson. What are you looking at?
Maud, you still look as pretty as the day I buried you.
Are you ready for tales that will shatter your spine and boil your blood?
Well, duh.
Then choke on these!
Maud's Ghost gets out a book, The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 13. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon. Send in the clones.
Now to spend some quality time away from my family.
I've got a whole list of things for you to do today. My favorite is number 3.
Oh, I'd love to, but someone made me too many pancakes, and now I have to sleep them off.
Oh, those were for the church breakfast.
Where are they now?
The hammock breaks.
Oh.
Hammocks! Get your hammocks!
The hammock man! I'm glad he's a little early today.
The price is $10, but I must warn you, this is no ordinary hammock. Its webbing is a mesh of comfort and evil.
You had me at comfort. Mr. Hammock, say hello to Madam Ass.
The new hammock clones Homer.
What the? It made another me! How cool is that? No belly button. Shuttle's in the hangar. You want to be my slave? Outstanding. Beat it up, ugly.
The clone gets electrocuted fixing a light.
You had a good run.
Homer can't lift it.
I'm gonna need help with this.
The hammock. A new clone helps Homer dump the dead one over the fence.
Here for me? No, you got chores to do. Chores? Me need clone. Clone? That's ridiculous. Where am I supposed to find a... Wait a minute.
Homer and the clone get cloned.
Wow, 4 of me. I think this could be a magic hammock. And it just might be the answer to my problems.
What do you think, Homer? Does this make my hips look big?
Outfit good, flatters butt.
Oh, aren't you a dear?
Then after World War II, it got kind of quiet, till Superman challenged FDR to a race around the world. FDR beat him by a furlong, or so the comic books would have you believe. The truth lies somewhere in between.
Maggie pops a baseball from a clone's mouth for Lisa to hit.
Me, good dad.
Does Dad seem a little dumber than usual?
A clone smashing the car.
Me not notice.
Homie, you've been such a sweetheart today. Let's go upstairs and...
I'll take it from here, Faco. Why, you little... Man, are we evenly matched? Me concur.
The other two clones hold the third back.
It would take 3 clones to beat the original, Homer. I mean 4. Oh, suckers.
The kitchen's now filled with efficient Homer clones.
Go, 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 go.
Real Homer hustles them out just before the family arrives and sits to eat.
Say, Homer, I was wondering if I could borrow that chainsaw you stole from me.
Yeah, but you have to leave a credit card.
No problem. Discover okay?
Ned.
Okay, here's my Amex.
A clone picks up the chainsaw and gestures to Flanders. Homer nods.
Homie, I must say you have the energy of 20 men lately.
23? Now today I'm going to mow the lawn, do my taxes, shoot hoops with Bart, and girl it up with Lisa.
Aww.
The clone holds up Ned's severed head. In a truck.
Oh, I gotta get rid of these guys. Now, before I abandon you in this cornfield, does anyone remember the way home? I do. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on. Okay, everyone out. Now to make sure this hammock never troubles anyone again.
He just throws it out of the window and drives off. A clone picks it up. They've cloned themselves even more. Amongst them is Peter Griffin from Family Guy and a Homer from an early Simpsons season.
Let's all go out for some frosty chocolate milkshakes.
The dozens of clones eat their way through a cornfield.
Ah, look at that cord. Oh, Gil's hard work is finally paying off.
A horde of clones eat everything.
Well, at least I got my health.
More eat his flesh. The clones pour into the Duff Brewery. They drink, then all rush around the back of the building to relieve themselves.
Like comedy clubs in the late 80s, these ravenous clones are everywhere. They've destroyed every building in town, except Moe's Tavern, which is reporting record business.
Now, who's going to be picking up the tab?
Larry!
Anything for Homer's.
Dad, is there something you'd like to tell us about this horde?
You'd think so, but no.
They look like you. They were rude to Patty and Selma. And the horde has been described as very gassy.
Yeah, it's a good group.
Currently, the Viet Cong, Homers, are occupying these areas. By tomorrow...
A map of the U.S. fills with them.
Good God, we're doomed!
No! We're out of donuts!
That's it. I know exactly what we should do.
Thank God. And you said we shouldn't let little girls in the war room.
Look, I was wrong, okay?
A fleet of twin-bladed Chinook helicopters flies, each towing a giant donut from a rope. The hundreds of Homers all race after the helicopters and are lured over the edge of a high cliff. They fall to their doom, landing in a heap in the gully below.
Thank you, General. That's a big relief. The horde is almost dead. There's still some writhing and twitching, but that should stop by morning.
Good news.
One handsome hubby is all I need. No belly button? You're a clone. Then the real Homer...
First over cliff.
My homie's dead? How will I go on?
You like back rub?
Oh, well.
Marge sits on the bed, enjoying the back and shoulder rub. And Bear Arms changes to the fright to creep and scare harms.
Goldie, you were more than just a goldfish. You were a member of the family.
Rest in peace, pal.
Another grave.
William H. Bonney. Gunned down July 14th, 1881. Age 21. So young. I dream of a world without guns. Don't we all, William?
Lisa has a dead boyfriend.
He's not my dead boyfriend. He is a dead boy who happens to be my friend. Mr. Bonney, I am going to make your dream come true. If not for guns... Poor William Bonney might have become a doctor or a senator.
A frustrated novelist.
Sure. The point is, let's stop the madness and ban guns now!
Yeehaw! The girl's right! I'm sorry.
I can't live without passion.
The Springfield Guns for Dollars Drive.
Well, well, not so tough without your gun, are you, Snake? Oh! Ow! I guess you are. That's what I like about this job. You learn stuff.
28, 29, there's one missing.
Not Mr. Blasty. It's okay, boy. You'll be shooting angels in heaven.
Well, boys, now it's our turn.
This always made me feel like a man, you know? Now all I got is my enormous genitals.
Three cheers for a gun-free Springfield! Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Springfield's weapons of death have been converted into weapons of climbing and sliding.
The bumps tickle my bottom!
I proudly declare our town utterly defenseless.
If only poor William Bonney were here to see his dream come true.
Oh, but I am.
William Bonney?
Better known as Billy the Kid. Looks like the only guns left are in my cold, dead hands. Now I'd like you to meet the Hole in the Ground Gang. Frank and Jesse James. The Sundance Kid.
What happened to Butch Cassidy?
What happened to Butch Cassidy? We're not joined at the hip, you know.
And the most evil German of all time, Kaiser Wilhelm.
He ain't a cowboy.
Sure I am. Yippee-wippee, whippy.
Okay, he's in.
Now let's rob the bank, give the money to the poor, then rob the poor and shoot the money.
A bar fight at Moe's that night. Barney's thrown out, then lassoed and hauled back in. Billy the Kid and his gang shoot up Moe's, terrifying everyone.
Play us some piano. That's piano! I said piano! You, play the cello. You, sing a song about cattle rustling. And you, sing one about robbing banks.
Cash in the field, so you sneak up slow. Grab him by the tail and go, man, go. Break into the bank and snatch that dough. Please don't hurt our family.
Mike, let me do a solo. This could be my big break.
I very much doubt that, Homer. These are horrible ghouls from the past.
Hey, so are the Grammy judges.
Pardon the grabbing, but I've perfected a device that could save us all. A time machine. We can go back to the past and save our guns.
Gimme!
Homer vanishes.
Oh, for flailing out loud, I hope he doesn't do anything to ruin the space-time continuum. That's all. Oh, dear.
Poor William Bonney might have become a doctor or a senator.
Hear me, people of the past.
Hey, everyone, that's us.
I come to deliver a terrifying message of hope. Grab your guns and follow me!
The townsfolk fire their guns into the ground around the graves of Billy and his gang.
Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, how to explain this to a child? Future Daddy needs to double-kill these corpses so they won't come back as zombies and... Get him!
Billy's corpse bursts from the ground but gets caught in the gunfire. All the other gang members emerge from their graves as well and are forced to run.
Another tragedy prevented by gun violence.
I guess guns really are the answer.
Hear me, people of Springfield. I come from yet another distant future where gun violence has destroyed the very earth itself.
What is this, open mic night? Ha! Now to get me some caveman hookers.
Tell
me again why we're spending our vacation on the island of Lost Souls?
Hey, what could be more fun than an island shaped like a big smiley face?
The island of Dr. Hibbert.
Welcome to my island.
Dr. Hibbert? But we heard you'd gone mad.
Yes, completely mad. About providing top-notch vacation values. Willie, help them with their bags. Now, he may try to slobber on your crotch.
Hey, I've been around Scotsmen.
Two pairs of eyeballs watch them from the jungle. One pair then eats the others.
Homer, someone's in trouble.
Hey, I'm on vacation.
Dr. Hibbert, this is a top-notch resort. Can you recommend some activities?
Well, one activity you might enjoy is not asking questions.
But man's inquisitive nature is what separates us from the animals.
And why must we be separated, dammit? Think what Shakespeare might have accomplished if he'd had the eyes of an eagle. Or could spray stink on his critics. Now, who'd like some turkey? It's a lovely nerd. I mean bird.
Holy Lord, wait a minute now. And guess what? I'm dying, oh, hi, with the basting and the butterballing and the chestnut stuffing in my puppet. Gobble, 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 death.
Homie, something very creepy is going on here.
You mean they're going to try to sell us timeshares?
I think I'm going to do a little sleuthing.
Bring back some ice.
House of Pain? This must be where you pay the bill. Why am I always so funny when no one's around?
Oh, I'm around.
Later, Marge has been turned into a cat-like creature.
What's up, honey? Want a little oven? Quite a tiger there. Easy, easy. Oh, I guess it has been a while. Okay, okay. That hurts more than it tickles.
Quiet, Hughes.
Isn't vacation sex always the best? Marge, you were like a wild beast. So voracious and prowly. And I've never seen you use your tail like that.
Marge eats the bird.
Oh, my God. She's become a monster. But you have to admit, I sort of suspected during the sex. Gotta find a way to change Marge back and replace the M&Ms I took from the minibar.
Hey, Homer!
Flanders! Oh, a perfect vacation ruined.
Hate to be a needy natty, but could you do me a favor? Milk me!
I really don't want to do that, Ned.
Oh, come on, Homer. All I'm asking is for you to yank my teats and harvest my milk.
Oh, fine.
Ned's half cow.
Ooh, that's nice. You're actually quite gentle when you want to be.
You know, you're not helping. In the jungle, the creepy jungle, Homer rides a freak.
Shh! Hey!
What's that?
In a clearing are a lot of other Springfielders, all turned into animals.
I'm a dog!
Hear me, accursed brethren! I understand that some of you are still wearing tattered pants. Please, throw them on the bonfire and embrace your animal essence.
Okay, but I'm keeping the tattered vest. I still have my dignity. Hey, slops! Ooh, a toenail!
I can't believe it! Hibbert's turn you all into human guinea pigs.
We prefer Italian-American pigs.
Hey, Dad, check it out.
Bart's a spider.
Eat my shorts! Why, you little... Maggie!
She's an anteater.
Lisa!
A bird.
We were just playing.
What game?
Let's eat Maggie.
Yeah! Manimals! Invertebrates! You must fight back against the one who did this to you!
Yar! The half-man, half-gorilla speaks the truth!
Now, I admit I made a few mistakes, but all in the name of progress.
Hear, hear.
It's Mr. Burns.
With a fox attitude.
Think about it, my hideous children. Aren't you better off now than you were as humans?
Me gusto pollen.
Disco shrew can steal boogaloo.
you can do is eat and sleep and mate and roll around in your own filth and mate and eat. Where do I sign up?
Later, around a pool.
So, how do you like being a walrus, Dad?
It's great. I haven't been this skinny since high school.
Homie, someone owes me a back scratch.
He uses his tusks. Kang and Kodos are watching.
Look at that island, shaped like our number 4.
Makes you think.
They fly off.